sex texting will never understand blue balls. I guess it's okay to be from the age where there were muscle cars, 57 Chevys, Hertz power shifts, hating the New York Yankees, when a pair of girls' bloomers could be flown on a car antenna, all sideburns and duck ass, lucky strike rolled up in the sleeves from a white T-shirt, and fighters like Rocky, women wore nylons that shone enough to satisfy the lust of imagination. It was all good, like blue balls. And today, a young fighter showed me his iPhone and showed me how to meet women. His name is not important, no more than a twinkle in an eye. He showed me how to sex text to meet women like this. How are you? What is your name? Do you like eating hot dogs? Ha ha. I like women with big aspirations. Do you have big aspirations? I am an aspiration man. Ha ha. Do you like trains? Ha ha. Do you have a nice caboose? I have a big locomotive. Can I drive my choo-choo through your tunnel? Ha ha. Do you wear Spanx over your caboose? I have big shoes and gloves. I like big melons, especially cantaloupes. Ha ha. I can lick jelly from the bottom of a jar. Do you like men that can lick jelly from the bottom of a jar? Ha ha. I like two cabooses at once. Do you like to visit overnight like a place to check out a big engine, and can I bump into your caboose? Ha ha. Let's meet in my train station and try to ride the bumpy tracks. Make sure you wear a pair of red thongs so I know you for sure. Ha ha. Then the boxer said to me, "See, old man, that's how you meet women." I said, "I'd rather stay home and read the Bible." He said, "You're just jealous." I said, "Maybe so, but you will never understand a pair of bloomers flown from a car antenna. Ha ha. Like rolled down garter belts, or the pain of blue balls. Ha ha. Bouncing around in a muscle car." Thank you.